lovely around here now.
Well, you see, we were off last week, and the biggest news that we didn't really get to report on at all was that the Pope died. So yep. Rest in peace, Pope Francis, a great Pope. But it is now time for a conclave. It's time for a new Pope. And because of the Pope dying, I can't really stop looking at the news. Mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, I'm really, really into it. And I'm like you with when the Queen died and you're looking at the queue on Sky News.
Oh, I couldn't stop waking up overnight and checking how long the queue was.
Literally, it was non-stop. So I'm kind of the same with, like, I watched a load of the funeral and things like that. And I'm learning a lot about mm-hmm. the Pope. Like, for example, the conclave is going to be led by Kevin Farrell, who is from Drimna, by the way. He's a cardinal. He's never been a priest in Ireland, as far as I know, but he is a cardinal. He is acting Pope right now.
Can I ask a question?
Go on.
What does the conclave mean?
The conclave is where they elect a Pope.
Gotcha.
Watch the movie The Conclave.
Yeah, let's all do that, like, book club this week. We all watch Conclave. Have you seen it?
I only watched it for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Let's watch.
Let's do it. I feel like I need to get versed on Pope stuff.
The other things I've learned are like the Swiss guards and things like that. You know what I mean? Like, they, you have to be Swiss in order to be a guard of the Pope. You have to be 5'8" at least, or I'd be out.
Do you know what's gas? I'm actually going to the Vatican in a few weeks, which really freaks me out because it's like such an interesting time
that I'll be going.
The last thing I've learned was that you can actually be Pope if you want. Anyone can be Pope. Any male can be Pope. And I was thinking, all you have to do would be like a Catholic, and that's it, really. So I thought, why not give us a shot? Yeah. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Be a nice life.
Give us a shot. And so I thought we'd pitch ourselves to be Pope.
Okay, let's do it.
I love
it. So here we go with my pitch to be Pope. I bless myself every time I pass a church because my granny taught me to do it. And if I don't, something bad will happen.
Yep. Mm.
That's how I feel. I spent my communion money on a trampoline so that I could use it, and my brother and sister too. So I'm obviously very good at sharing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I held the confirmation pledge until at least 16.
Because
I'm the best boy. And if I'm ever in Mass, I hold out my hands for communion and not my tongue because no one needs to see that. And I feel like the priests really appreciate that.
Fact. I think it's always the old lady going up with the tongue out, isn't it?
That's what you want in a Pope. Now, if you want me to be the Pope, then it is Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh.
Once you've heard all of our pitches.
Sorry, so we're getting competitive about
this
now.
Yes, someone will be the fully charged Pope.
Okay, well, my pitch for Pope, when I was an altar server between 2004 and 2007, I always hit the gong on time.
Oh.
Wow.
Three gongs. I gave an old man my umbrella the other day. This is legit because his hair was styled really nicely and it was lashing rain. And I didn't need it because I had a hood.
Ah.
And I really appreciated it. Yeah. The Pope's hat's cool. I would style that well. Rihanna wore it to kind of a similar look to a Met Gala years ago.
I remember that.
Yep. I would spice up confession so much.
By putting
Come
spice
in
on it.
Here now and you did what? No, you did. What did you do? You're a magical.
You're a messer.
Sort that out and come back and tell me next week how that goes. And bread is my favourite. I eat bread all day, every day, so more bread in my life, and it's holy. I'm happy.
Okay,
hey, makes
very
me
good.
Happy.
Good.
I'd be happy.
All right, if you think Emma should be the Pope, then it is Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Thanks, guys. Fiona.
Now, my pitches are more accessible to all who might not have been brought up in the faith. They're more just good standing person in general.
Okay.
So number one, I've never killed a spider. I've always assigned someone else to do it, absolving myself of any guilt.
Okay, very good.
Next up, I always tell people when they have toilet paper stuck on their shoe or a seed in their teeth.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's actually pretty good around here because I eat a lot of poppy seed bagels.
I'll be
so
looking
I appreciate
at you,
girl.
Once, when I was working in a restaurant in London, I allowed a girl who was clearly feeling a bit fragile to send back her eggs, not once, not twice, but three times because they weren't hard-boiled enough.
Oh my God.
This is where the phrase patience of a saint comes from.
Very
gotcha,
good.
Gotcha, yeah.
This one's kind of religious. Once when I was a child, my nanny stayed over in my bedroom and was praying in her sleep, and I stayed up for hours trying to keep up with every word, but it turns out she was actually just snoring, not praying. I gave it a good whack. I stayed up for hours being like, she was speaking in religious tongues. And also, I think I'd style out that outfit as well. Just, you know. That's it.
Very nice. All right, if you want Fiona to be the Pope, then it is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Who should be the Pope? Is it Emma, Dave or Fiona? Let us know.
Right now, though, this is Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars and Die With a Smile, and who knows, very soon we could be out of here and on our way to the vote.
Bless you.
I'm excited.
Recharged.
What's the crack?
Good morning. Obviously, the biggest news that when we were away was the Pope died, and I found out a lot of information about the Pope that was quite interesting. I found out that anyone can actually be Pope. So we decided Emma, Dave, and Fiona are going to pitch ourselves to be the next Pope.
You gave some good things there that would make me kind of be swayed in your direction.
Yeah, I said things like, you know, I held the confirmation pledge till I was at least 16, and you know, I spent my communion money on a trampoline so everyone could use, and not
I
just me.
I said I'm a big fan of a big hat like that. I think I'd wear it well, and on top of that as well, I would really spice up confessions. Come in here now, give me the tea. What's going on? Who said what to you?
Yeah.
Well,
How dare he?
I said that I've never killed a spider. I always assign someone else to do it, absolving myself of any guilt. And when I worked as a waitress, I allowed someone to send their eggs back 3 times without batting an eyelid. That's fine, girl. That's Don't worry about it. I understand. Patience.
She was having a bad day.
She was having a banger.
Before we get to the results, Sylvia's there. Who are you saying? The show Pope Sylvia, Emma, Dave, or Fiona?
Fiona.
Fiona.
Now that's just beginner's luck. Why are you looking up to her?
Because
I'm the best.
She's so patient with the eggs.
Thank you.
And she never killed a spider. Yeah, she's the best.
Okay.
That is so
she's
true, Sylvia. I did not pay Sylvia to say this.
Do you know what? I will say, you know, bless you, Sylvia, for coming on and giving that very, very unpopular opinion, because it obviously should have been me. But thank you very much, Sylvia. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Sylvia, for seeing
the truth. You too.
Bye. Good luck.
God bless you, Sylvia.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Blessed day.
Blessed day. All right, listen, let's see. What does this, if whoever wins this, what does it actually mean on the show, though?
Well, I've
I'm off to the Vatican.
Yeah, one of us has... It's
in the name.
One of us has gone to the Vatican to interview the new Pope.
Yeah.
Right. The votes are in. Oh. Someone is going to be the Pope of the show.
And Callum, can I just say bless you?
Thank you. Sucking up gets you nowhere. I can reveal...
Callum, are you an altar boy?
No.
Give off altar boy vibes.
I went to Sunday school for a little bit, but that was...
Can I just say, if I'm ordained as Pope... It's not too late for you to become one.
Okay.
If you've ever seen yourself in that role.
All right, come on, give us them results.
I can reveal, with 64% of the Pope vote and the new show Pope, it's Fiona.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
I knew that was coming.
Beginner's luck, maybe, but fair play to you, because
what does
now
it mean?
It's the eggs. She sent the eggs.
I'm the Pope. I'm the show. I'm the show pope. Guys, I didn't even know if anyone knew who I was. And now, like, I wake up in this morning, I'm not even
pope.
A radio presenter yet. And now all of a sudden I'm radio presenter and Pope. Like, how am I going to do this? Like, can you guys help out with some
tasks? Yeah, we'll be your altar servers.
Can you guys iron my vestments? Or a hand steamer, like, whatever.
Here's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to create you a task for the end of the week. For Friday, I want you to deliver a mini sermon, including... a show prayer.
Okay, okay. Very good.
So you know, like, the Lord's Prayer?
Of course I know our the Father Lord's Prayer. I'm Pope.
Yes, our Father who art in heaven. But I want you to create a show prayer and work that into a mini sermon that we'll do at 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
Okay, I might call in my friend Kevin from Drimnata.
Brilliant.
Cardinale Kevin.
When we were kids, we actually used to play mass and we cut up bread with the lid of my body. We actually played mass.
Emma, it's too late. You're not going to be the Pope.
I'd shop up. I forgot about it.
We played cops and robbers.
You're listening to Spin.